Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Senior leaders of BJP-led NDA to meet in New Delhi today to deliberate on government formation. INDIA block leaders also meeting in the national capital this evening to take stock of Lok Sabha poll results. Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik resigns following defeat of his party in assembly elections. Total food grain production in the country estimated at over 3,288 lakh tons in 2023-24. And in T20 Cricket World Cup, India to take on Ireland in New York this evening. The political parties have intensified the efforts for the formation of a government of the announcement of results for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. The BJP-led NDA has secured absolute majority in the general elections by winning 292 seats. Results of all 543 Lok Sabha seats have been declared. The BJP alone has secured 240 seats. Telugu Desam Party won 16 seats and JDU 12. The INDIA bloc has bagged 233 seats. Others have won 18 seats in the lower house of parliament. The Congress secured 99 seats. Samajwadi Party got 37 seats, while Trinamool Congress 29. DMK managed to win 22 seats. Meanwhile, the National Democratic Alliance NDA is scheduled to meet in New Delhi today to chalk out the future course of action to form the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the third consecutive term. Janata Dal United President and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has arrived in New Delhi from Patna to participate in the NDA Alliance meeting. He will hand over the letter of support to NDA to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The JDU today said that it fully supports the Narendra Modi-led NDA Alliance. On being asked if the party will consider switching sides under any circumstances, party spokesperson K.C. Tyagi said that the reasons JDU came out of the INDIA bloc still exist and there is no question of going back. Mr. Tyagi also said that his party seeks special status for the development of Bihar. He also alleged that INDIA bloc has become the center of rumor mongering and neither the Congress nor the INDIA bloc has the numbers to form the government. LGP Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan will also attend the meeting. Telugu Desam Party TDP Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu also held a press conference at his residence in Amravati in Andhra Pradesh this morning before leaving for Delhi to attend the NDA meeting. Mr. Naidu thanked the people of the state for giving TDP a historic victory. He reiterated that this victory is the combined efforts of TDP, Janasena and the BJP. He also said that NDA will usher in prosperity for Andhra Pradesh. Meanwhile, INDIA bloc meeting is also scheduled to be held in the national capital this evening. In a social media post, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that alliance leaders will be meeting at 6 p.m. to discuss the election results and strategy thereafter. RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav also reached the national capital to attend the INDIA bloc meeting. A meeting of the BJP-led NDA Alliance MPs is expected to take place on Friday in New Delhi. Newly elected MPs of BJP, TDP, JDU, LGPR, Shiv Sena, Shinde faction and other constituent parties of NDA are likely to attend the meeting. Union Cabinet meeting was held at the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence in New Delhi today. Union Minister Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Rajnath Singh and other cabinet ministers were present in the meeting. The meeting came a day after NDA's victory in the Lok Sabha polls. In Odisha, political activities have gained momentum following the victory of BJP in the state assembly elections, where the party won 78 of the 147 seats. The ruling Biju Janata Dal, BJD, faced a shocking defeat, securing 51 seats while the Congress won 14 seats and four went to others. Following his party's defeat, BJD Chief and Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik today submitted his resignation to Governor Raghuvar Das at the Raj Bhavan in Bhubaneswar. Meanwhile, state BJP leaders are meeting in Bhubaneswar to discuss formation of the state government and also on the name of the first BJP chief ministerial candidate. We have more from a correspondent.
Odisha is going through a phase of political transition of power after the defeat of BJD in the hands of BJP in the just concluded assembly elections. Chief Minister of Odisha and BJD Supremo Naveen Patnaik today submitted his resignation to the governor. Mr. Patnaik is the longest serving Chief Minister of Odisha, who served for 5 consecutive terms spreading over 24 years and 3 months. He first took oath of Chief Minister of Odisha on 5th of March in 2000. The BJD faced a shocking defeat at the hands of BJP, which won 78 of the 147 seats in the Odisha Assembly, comfortably surpassing the magic number of 74. The BJD was able to secure 51 Assembly seats, while the Congress won 14 seats, with 4 seats going to others. Meanwhile, all eyes are on the BJP's face for Chief Minister. Former Union Minister and 6-time MP Jewel Oram, National Vice President Bijayant Panda and Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan are seen as potential Chief Ministerial candidates. But all these leaders have won the Lok Sabha elections. Mr. Oram has stated that he does not aspire to be the Chief Minister but would faithfully fulfill his duties if given the responsibility. He also said that there are many capable leaders in the party. The BJP might surprise with a different Chief Minister candidate. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has emerged victorious in the Andhra Pradesh State Assembly and the Lok Sabha elections, securing 164 out of 175 Assembly seats and 21 out of 25 Parliament seats. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Telugu Desam Party-led NDA Alliance staged an unprecedented political comeback in State Assembly and Lok Sabha elections, reducing the incumbent YSR Congress Party to just 11 Assembly and 4 Parliament seats. While TDP Chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu, YSR Congress Party Chief YS Jagan Mohan Reddy retained their Assembly seats, Janasena Party Chief K. Pawan Kalyan secured his maiden electoral victory in Pitapuram Assembly segment with over 70,000 majority. The NDA's dominance extended to Lok Sabha elections as well, with the Alliance winning 21 out of 25 Parliament seats. While the TDP claimed 16 seats, the BJP won 3, Janasena 2 and the YSR Congress Party 4 Lok Sabha seats. Notably, Andhra Pradesh BJP Chief D. Purandreswari triumphed in the Rajahmundry Lok Sabha's constituency with a substantial majority of 2,40,000 votes. Following the YSRCP's defeat, Chief Minister YS Jagan Mohan Reddy tendered his resignation to Andhra Pradesh Governor last evening. In a press conference held today at Amaravati, TDP Chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu expressed his gratitude to people of Andhra Pradesh for the overwhelming support extended to the NDA. He reaffirmed his commitment to the BJP-led NDA Alliance and confirmed his participation in the NDA Alliance meeting scheduled today in New Delhi. Sri Sai for Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva today claimed that the INDIA bloc lost all seats in Delhi due to the infighting in other states. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Sachdeva said that Aam Aadmi Party and Congress's bickering in states such as Punjab made them lose their credibility in Delhi. Taking a jibe on AAP's election slogan, Jail Ka Jawab Vote Se, Mr. Sachdeva said that the people of Delhi have given the actual reply with their votes. Mr. Sachdeva also felicitated the 7 newly elected members of parliament from the national capital. In an exclusive to Akashvani News, Mr. Sachdeva said the BJP's victory in Lok Sabha elections is a reflection of its upcoming victory in the assembly elections in Delhi.
आपको यकीनन दिल्ली ने संकेत दिया है और दिल्ली इस भ्रष्टाचारी गठबंधन को बाहर करना चाहती है इसलिए उन्होंने इस अवसरवादी गठबंधन को बाहर किया और दिल्ली की विधानसभा में भी भारतीय जनता पार्टी संपूर्ण बहुमत के साथ आई.
Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, newly elected South Delhi MP Ramveer Singh Bhiduri said that the key to BJP's victory in Delhi was party's continuous efforts and people's appreciation for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's work.
देश के यशस्वी प्रधानमंत्री आदरणीय श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने दिल्ली को अनेक विकास के तोहफे दिए. दिल्ली के अंदर अनेक जनकल्याणकारी योजनाएं उनकी सरकार के द्वारा चलाई गई. दिल्ली में दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा इको पार्क बदरपुर में मोदी जी की सरकार बना रही है. आज दिल्ली के लोग 40 मिनट में मेरठ पहुंच जाते हैं, 2 घंटे में देहरादून, जयपुर और चंडीगढ़ पहुंच जाते हैं, 10 घंटे में द्वारका से मुंबई पहुंच रहे हैं. दिल्ली को मोदी जी की सरकार ने तीसरा रिंग रोड दिया जिसके ऊपर 14,000 करोड़ रुपया खर्च हो रहा है. 26 फ्लाईओवर्स हैं, 18 अंडरपास हैं. दिल्ली की तस्वीर और तकदीर बदल जाएगी.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on a Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The total food grain production in the country is estimated at over 3,288 lakh tons in 2023-24. According to the third advance estimates of major agricultural crops released by Agriculture Ministry, the total rice production is estimated at 1,367 lakh tons. The production of wheat is estimated at over 1,129 lakh tons, which is higher by over 23 lakh tons from previous year's wheat production. The production of tur is estimated at around 34 lakh tons, which is marginally higher by 0.73 lakh tons from last year's production. The ministry said this advance estimates of area, production and yield includes kharif, rabi and summer season. This estimate has been primarily prepared on the basis of information received from state agricultural statistics authorities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today planted a sapling at the Buddha Jayanti Park in New Delhi under Ek Per Maa Ke Naam campaign organized on the occasion of World Environment Day. This campaign aims to be a one-of-its-kind mass movement to plant crores of trees across the country. Union Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav and Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena were also present with him. We have more from a correspondent.
World Environment Day is celebrated to raise awareness, promote action and encourage global cooperation on environmental issues. It is a global event led by United Nations to encourage awareness and action to protect the environment. This day was initiated by United Nations General Assembly in 1972 during the Stockholm Conference on the Human Environment. To mark this event, first World Environment Day was celebrated a year later in 1973. Since then, it has been celebrated every year on 5th of June. This is Pallavi Parmar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
On this day, President Draupadi Murmu asked people to make collective efforts for building a better and greener world based on sustainability. In a social media post, Ms. Murmu said, "On this World Environment Day, let us remind ourselves that protecting Mother Earth is a fundamental responsibility." She said, "We are trustees and not owners of natural resources." Ms. Murmu added that climate change is affecting lives and livelihoods, particularly in vulnerable communities. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, while extending greetings to the people on this day, said, "Harmony between humanity and nature is the very foundation of sustainable living." He said, "A civilizational ethos guides us in living a life of harmony with nature." He urged people to pledge to embrace the principles of sustainability and reaffirm their commitment to preserving Mother Earth. Gujarat Pollution Control Board, GPCB, has launched two new initiatives under CSR on the occasion of World Environment Day today. The GPCB, in association with the private sector today, installed plastic bottle reverse vending machine at 8 major bus depots and bag vending machines at 10 pilgrim centres in the state. Talking exclusively with Akashvani, GPCB Chairman R.B. Barad said this initiative aims to promote the recycling of plastic waste. He said people will get 5 rupees on throwing the used plastic bottle in vending machine.
7 jitne hamare ST depo hai wahan par plastic bottle reverse vending machine rakhne ja rahe hain. Log apne jo bottle hai wo machine mein dalenge to unko 5 rupees immediately wahan par mil jayenge aur jo bottle hai immediately jo machine hai wo crush karke wahan par rakh de. To after some time wo jo company hai recycle plastic ja recycle karti wo aake wo material wo leke jayegi aur unko fir se wo plastic ki jo bhi प्रोडक्ट बनानी है उसमें उसको उपयोगी है.
In Uttarakhand, 4 trackers of the 22-member team died after getting lost due to adverse weather conditions during the Sahastratal track in Uttarkashi district last night. 6 people have been rescued with efforts ongoing to save others. Teams from State Disaster Response Force and Forest Department have been engaged in rescue operations. In cricket, India will take on Ireland in the first group stage match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian time. Team India is coming on the back of a 60-run win over Bangladesh in the only warm-up game at the same venue on Saturday. India have not won the T20 World Cup since the inaugural edition in 2007. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior leaders of BJP-led NDA to meet in New Delhi today to deliberate on government formation. INDIA block leaders also meeting in the national capital this evening to take stock of Lok Sabha poll results. Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik resigns following defeat of his party in assembly elections. Total food grain production in the country estimated at over 3,288 lakh tons in 2023-24. And in T20 Cricket World Cup, India to take on Ireland in New York this evening. And with that, we end द मिड डे न्यूज़।